It's time for Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer. Join us for prayer, praise, and worship with Pastor Beatrice Smith. It's Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
Sabrina, will you please open the prayer line with prayer?
Father God, I just thank you as we gather together this night in humble humility to hear a word from the Lord. I thank you this evening in advance that the word you have prepared is anointed, and God, it will go out to the listener, and it will destroy the yoke of bondages in their lives. I thank you for a word that's consecrated, a word that will set free, and a word that will deliver. As you told Solomon when he asked you for the greatest thing, and that was wisdom, he said that you said you would bless him with all else because of him desiring to know you. So I pray tonight, as listeners of the word, that we want and desire to know you, because God, you said when we do, you would fill our empty cups. I thank you right now, God, that we are hungering and thirsting after righteousness, because you said we shall be filled. So I thank you, God, that we won't just be listeners, but that we'll be doers of the word. You said we deceive ourselves if we're not doers as well. So I thank you for the blessing of this time and fellowship to come together to hear, God, what you're saying to your church on this hour and this day and age that we're living in or perilous. I pray that, God, we recognize the season we're in as believers and that we get in a hurry about reaching those that need you, God. I bind and rebuke the enemy that would attempt. That's what the devil does, is attempt. But we command him to loose his hold, and we plead the blood of Jesus over our fellowship, over Pastor Smith, as she gives a right now and on-time word for your people. We thank you in advance, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how to reach out to us. We do have a prayer line service twice a week. You can call in and listen live on Tuesday or Wednesday evening. The Tuesday night number is this number, the 858-357-9137, and that's at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688, and that's at 8 p.m. also Pacific Standard Time. You can also listen in every second and fourth Sunday, starting on August 12th, which is this Sunday, on the Wednesday night number. Special prayer requests can be emailed to fghprayer@yahoo.com or written to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. We also have a new website. Please note this has been a change. We have a new, exciting website, and it is fullgospelhouse.org. Again, fullgospelhouse.org. And that will begin on this weekend as well. So it will be ready to go for you to review on August 12th. We also want to remind you about this weekend, Sunday at 1:30 p.m., Full Gospel House of Prayer, Second Extension, will be having service starting on this Sunday, August 12th, twice a month at Bethany Church in Atwater. The address is 3291 Giannini Road in Atwater, California. Again, that's 3291 Giannini Road, and Giannini is spelled G-I-A-N-N-I-N-N-I. Pastor Smith will be giving a word of deliverance and preparing for breakthrough. Please come out for a mighty move of God. And also, just a reminder that all children that are in attendance on church on August 12th at 1:30 inside of Bethany will receive a backpack full with school supplies. Children do need to be present in order to receive that backpack. If this Tuesday night number has any type of interference, please use the Wednesday night number as a backup. It is now time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, and please mute your phones when you're not speaking. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Anyone have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any testimony.
Well, this is Sister Cassie.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Just a quick testimony. I asked for prayer for my friend that lost her children's father on last week, and we are going to the service on this Friday morning. But I just want to thank you that she and her children are at peace, and they're just praising God and thanking God for all the prayers that went forth.
Thank the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any more testimony, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, we thank you for the prayer line. We thank you for intercessory prayer. We thank you for the believers tonight. We thank you for the breath of God to breathe and cause this word to come alive tonight. And we give you praise for it in Jesus' name. If you have your Bibles, will you please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16. And Hebrew, the 13th chapter, verse 4. Again, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16. And Hebrew, the 13th chapter, verse 4. When you get those two books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Tonight, this is word, if we're going to intercede, it's a cry, it's a midnight cry. You can find that in Matthew 25:26. And the midnight cry is an alarm. It's to alert the church and for the believers that have oil in their vessel, meaning the Holy Ghost, and they're led by the Spirit, and their spirit has been awakened because of them being obedient to God. So this marriage, this word is about marriage and family in crisis, marriage in crisis and families in crisis. And we're going to intercede tonight because this is so profound in this hour where marriages are in crisis and their family crisis. And there's difficulties and troubles and all kinds of pressures that marriage and families are going through in this hour. And we're going to see by the word of God, and we're going to intercede and pray about these things. And there are many believers who are walking as overcomers. They are not under the bondage, and they're at liberty because they are not allowing anything to separate them from the love of God. They're walking in obedience. And so when you're walking in obedience and you begin to intercede for your brothers and your sisters, you're not condemning, you're not judging, but you're praying for deliverance. And there's many who are delivered from this particular problem that we're going to see by the word of God. And so tonight, you as intercessor, we're going to come together and agree for the health of those that are in trouble, for the ones that's in a crisis, for the ones that have not gotten into that place. They are yielded to God. And we know when you're walking in deliverance, you have came into a place in your mind where you have submit to the authority and the opinion of God and his word. That means you have surrendered to the power and control of the Holy Ghost. You have yielded yourself to God, and you are no longer entangled with the yoke of bondage. And this word, as we intercede tonight, we're going to pray for those that's entangled under bondage of this that we're going to see by the word of God. We're going to pray tonight that the Spirit of God do the supernatural in their lives, because they're overcomers who are yield to obedience. And there are some people just has in their mind received Jesus as Lord and say, I'm just submitted to God. And that means you're following Christ. You are followers. And we know followers obey the commands of God. In the book of John, when there were many followers of Jesus, But then they began to say his teaching was too hard. And many stopped following Jesus. And he asked his disciple, will you leave also? And they began to say, where are we going? And so this is for disciples tonight, that don't give up the good work that you're doing. Don't stop preaching and teaching the truth. A disciple is a follower of Christ, because there are people that are selling out, but they're going to be held accountable, and the blood will be on their hands. But there are those that's following Christ, following the teachings of Jesus, who refuse to sell out for money, stuff, and things. And I'm encouraging you tonight that it's not popular. Preaching against sin is not popular in this hour. And those that have been a part of the fellowship that God has allowed me to be steward for many years, they know when the Spirit of God placed upon my heart to begin to preach this particular word, that the church began to empty. But there are those that are steadfast, remain faithful. But when someone does not want to become subject to the word, they leave, and they're very angry. They leave angry. But I'm encouraging you to do tonight. Let nothing separate you from telling the truth. And this goes on and on all the time in fellowship. But I know over the last 20-some years, the Spirit of God will enable you to teach the truth when you desire to do his will in obedience. And they're going to come and they're going to go. But please, saints of God, you are a disciple of Christ. Don't compromise the word of God. And we're going to see it by the word. We're going to begin with Hebrews, the 13th chapter, the 4th verse, please.
Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge.
This is about marriage. And you know marriage is instituted by God. It's a covenant. It's a contract between two parties, established by God, and God, by his sovereign spirit, safeguard what? Marriage. And when two people join together in marriage, it's consummated by a sexual intercourse. And this means they are joined together. And they're partners. And they're concerned about the well-being of the other. And they are steadfast in love. And many times when things happen, they have to forgive one another. Because things happen in marriage. They have need of to walk in forgiveness. And no one should interfere with those relationships. I'm talking about a marriage relationship. That means don't have an extra partner. Jesus treated sexual sin very serious, thanks to God. Sexual sin outside of marriage is a violation. And this is what this word is saying. It's consequences that follow sin. And consequences that follow sin is a result of whatever action. Oh, it's a repercussion. It's like an earthquake. It's an aftershock. That's what Moses said. Why would he enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season? Because there was going to be a consequence. So Moses said he'd rather suffer with his people, because action going to follow sin. This is what this word is saying tonight. Marriage is honorable by all. And husband and wives must be faithful to each other. And God will judge those who are immoral, those who commit fornication and adultery. The bed is what? Undefiled when you don't practice those things. Undefiled. The blood, the bed is what? It's clean. The bed is not corrupt. The bed is not tainted. It's not polluted. But a defiled bed is unclean because of the violation. It's damaged. It's wrong. It's tainted. And this is the word tonight, because God will that we be healed. And we got to know how important this word is because of sin. It brings forth a what? An unhealthy seed. Sin brings forth unhealthy seed. The seed is ill, unhealthy, it's sickly, it's feeble, it's not, it's damaged, it's incomplete, it's a seed that's out of order. And the seed, the male carry that seed, reproduction, the process of reproducing. And that seed, whatever is in that seed, it's going to be a mold, it's going to be an offspring, it's going to produce the likeness of whatever it produces. Whatever's in that seed is going to be produced. And that's why the Spirit of God, he does not allow, he will not bless sexual sin. And we're in an hour, in this hour, where men and women of God, I'm talking about disciples, they don't want to touch this. But this is a word of a restoration. This is a word of healing because of the crisis, family crisis, marriage crisis. You know, family, blood relation, household, a group of individuals that's under the same roof, parents and children, dwelling together, not together, family. And this is an hour where you know the power of deliverance, know that the word of God's work, and you have allowed your mind, body, and spirit to come in submission to the Holy Ghost. And you are walking obedient. It's time to pray as never before because there's such crisis as never before. We see such disorder in families because of a bad seed, a seed that was sown in immorality, a seed that violated the word of God, a seed that went against the word of God. And what it produced just what it was working in. And that's why we see such mental illness, we see such disease, we see such unhealthy activity, we see children going astray, we see unhealthy women, we see unhealthy husbands because of violation in the marriage bed, sickness and disease come and attack, all kinds of health problems because somebody's violating the bedroom, somebody in violation. And it caused families to suffer. It caused families to suffer tonight, thanks to God. It's a serious problem because it's a violation against the word of God. And consequences follow sin. But God desired that the body be healthy and sound and well in this area. And it's designed by God. Jesus came for that purpose, to reconcile us back to God, to take the spirit of a curse off of us. And he instituted marriage. It was instituted in the garden. And the spirit of the law of the word is in the Old Testament and the New Testament. When David violated the word of God, when he violated the word of God with Bathsheba, there was a consequence that followed David. And that seed did not live. When Samson violated the word of God and refused to follow the orders of God through his parents, he was seduced by a spirit. And we have authority in Jesus' name to come against the seduction of the evil one. Because Satan is against families from the beginning. He's against marriage. He's against healthy children from the beginning. Cain and Abel is an example. And this is so prevalent in the earth. And men and women of God want a sanctuary to be full of people to make mass money and stuff and things. But it's time for deliverance, saints of God, because it is a midnight cry. It's end time, whether you believe it or not. And God has disciples, followers of Christ, that's preaching the end time ministry for salvation, to be saved, for people to be saved and delivered from the yokes of the evil one, from the bondage of Satan. And this is a word for marriages to be healed, for relationships to be healed, for children to be healed. 1 Corinthians 6 and 16, please.
1 Corinthians 6 and 16. What? Know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh.
Go down to the 19th, 17, 18, 19, please.
Okay. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, that ye are not your own?
This wraps it up. It said the man who joins his body to a harlot becomes one with her. That seed comes together and they become one. The two become one body through intercourse. He who joins himself to the Lord becomes one with him. You join to God, you become one with God. It says, flee fornication. Any other sin a man commit does not affect his body. Get it, saints? Fornication, adultery, morality affects the what? The body. This word said, it affects the body. Consequences, unhealthy consequences, follow that sin. It brings forth unhealthy seed. Unhealthy seeds. But does not affect his body. He who is guilty of sexual sin against their own body, sexual sin, immorality, sexual sins, immorality, you sin against your own body. That's why we're in a crisis, disease, feeble spirit. Cells are damaged, unstable, out of order, unsound, poor and lacking. This is all unhealthy, saints of God. And this is the word of God. It's nothing made up. It's God's word. It's the voice of God speaking through his word. Your body, our body, is the temple of the Holy Ghost, who lives in you, who it was given to you by God, by God. Your body is an instrument that God desired to use in end-time ministry. We don't belong to ourselves, but to God. Out of control. People going to clubs, picking up. Online, picking up. Sexual immorality. Having rendezvous. Violating their bodies. Sexual intercourse and not married. All kinds of consequences follow these sins. This is what this word says, saints of God. which causes unhealthy marriage and crisis in our family. And it's a time to cry loud and to spare not. It's a midnight cry. It's time for healing in marriages. It's time for our children to be healed. There are so many children, teenagers, young children are so active sexually in this hour as never before. Sexually active. It's a spirit. It's a spirit of seduction by the evil one. It's a spirit out of control by Satan, brought under by the enemy. But tonight, when we submit to the control of the Holy Ghost, the authority of Christ, it brings those forces of darkness in subjection, thanks to God. You that are walking as overcomers, because of the blood of Jesus, because of what Jesus did for the on the cross, you accept his redemption, his atonement. You yield your body, mind, spirit to the Holy Ghost. You are not compromising yourself, hallelujah, in danger of sexual immorality. You can pray tonight, and we can agree tonight that the Spirit of God go in tonight in the force of the Holy Ghost. Detangle people that's wrapped up in these sexual immorality, that's preaching the gospel, that's teaching the gospel, that's doing these things out of the will of God and refuse to teach on this subject. Refuse to teach on it because it's going to empty your church, because people don't want to hear about sin anymore. Very few people want to hear about sin. They want to conceal their sin. They want to practice sin and say they are followers of Christ. But when you begin to touch on sin in your sanctuary, in your fellowship, wherever you meet up as a group, some going to leave and some going to remain and remain steadfast. But when they leave, you pray for their strength, because it's a spirit of seduction that has them under bondage. But we just read the word of God. God is concerned about the pain and the destruction of marriage and families, because it's an intense crisis in this hour. It's under pressure. It's a mess. But I'm talking about overcomers tonight. We can come together, we can agree, we can stand together and pray in Jesus' name. What am I saying? You and I, who have been out of the will of God and get into the will of God, what do? We begin to pray for restoration for our families. We begin to pray for restoration for our household. If we committed sin, immorality, fornicate, committed adultery, we bear children, we begin to pray that those seeds become healthy. We begin to pray that it don't affect our children. We begin to pray that it don't affect our grandchildren. We begin to pray that those sins that we voluntarily commit, we repent, ask for forgiveness, that God will heal our land, that he will heal our children, that he will heal our household, that this spirit that has our children in a rage, rebelling, doing things out of the will of God, emotionally, dysfunctionally, can't function properly, going in such extreme places that they should not go in, drug addicted, pornography, all kind of sexual diversion. It's because of consequences, thanks to God. It's because of consequences. AIDS, many females are living holy, but their husband is not living holy. Many men are living holy, but the wives are not living holy. It's affect the whole household, saints of God. This is an epidemic. We can't put a cover over it because the sheets won't hold it. It's too short. And this is a clarion call tonight. This is a cry tonight because the bridegroom is coming back after his bride. We are the bride of Christ. We must have oil in our lamps, saints of God, tonight. And not compromise to have a big church, to have a lot of money, have mansions and all this worldly goods. Because you're not going to take it with you. You're going to leave here empty. And you got to, we're going to have to stand before a true and a living God. We are going to be held accountable when we compromise the doctrine of Jesus Christ, saints of God. Because families are in crisis. Marriages are in crisis. Children are in crisis. Penitentiary is full of youngsters. Juvenile full of youngsters. Children, husbands and wives are in utter fusion. It's a serious problem. Premarital sex is out of control. Totally out of control. People are sampling everything now and saying they are followers of Christ. But when you get the truth, the Bible says the truth sets us free. This night, this is truth. It's setting homes free. It's setting marriages free. It's setting bodies free. It's healing and bringing recovery and bringing restoration. You're stopping the people that say they are children of God. The word of God comes against immorality. It's stopping fornicators. The word of God is the only one can stop it, saints of God. It stops adultery. It began to heal the fabric of families. It began to heal children, wayward children. It began to heal mental illness. It began to heal people that's feeble and sick in their bodies. Why? Because the word of God heals. He sent his word to heal us and to save us from what? Destruction. David was healed. He was restored. And this is a word of restoration. This is the word for the Spirit of God to move and stop the damage that Satan is causing in homes, in relationship, in marriage, and in families. This is a word of deliverance, thanks of God, that the Spirit of God will do what we cannot do for ourselves. The word says so, saints of God. He said, there's no temptation taking you, but such as coming to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will, with the temptation, make a way of escape. This is a way of escape. This is by the word of God. 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. Those things that tempts you. Satan is a seducing spirit. In the eye, in the mind, in the thoughts, pornography, all this stuff we're seeing, and we get caught up and seduced, begin to compare our mates with something we've seen on the TV, something we've seen on a line, and the husband and wife just can't compete. So you go outside the marriage. You do things to defile your body. God want us healed tonight, saints of God. He want us delivered tonight, saints of God. Why? Because Jesus came to break down what? The middle wall of partition. It's broken, the middle wall of partition. He ripped the veil. It's time for us to allow him to take over our bodies, minds, and spirit. And we need to submit. Submit means to yield to the authority of the word, the opinions of God's mouth, his word, and surrender to the power and the control over us, the Holy Ghost. And praying for men and women of God to teach truth and righteousness so families can be safeguarded by the word of God, so healing can come forth. And those things that's unhealthy, the Spirit of God will heal everything that's ill. And you know that you are overcomers. You that are overcomer, you know this word work. And you, I want you to be encouraged tonight. You're not alone. You're standing still to see the salvation of the Lord. You're waiting upon the Lord. He said he's never seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed begging bread. You're not alone. God is with you. You're waiting for that true man or woman of God. That Proverbs 18:22. You're waiting for that good thing that God is preparing for you. Because you know you're going to prosper and you're going to be blessed. Because it's sent by the Holy Ghost. It's sent by God. And you're standing still to see the salvation of the Lord. I'm praying for your strength tonight. That the enemy, when he comes to tempt and seduce you, the Spirit of God will bring reinforcement. That a hedge of the Holy Ghost is around you tonight. And we're going to intercede to pray for those that have fallen into that snare. Those that say they're preachers, teachers, evangelists, pastors, prophets, whatever, they go by their title. Who's snared, who's caught up, who's entangled. That the Spirit of God set captives free tonight. We come to pray and not to judge. We come to stand on the power of the working word of God tonight. Thanks to God. That the Spirit of God will move into those places that's unsound, that's feeble, that's damaged, that's unstable, out of order. That the Spirit of God will bring order tonight. Do anyone have need of prayer before we begin to intercede tonight? Father, we thank you for your word tonight. It's a midnight cry, it's a clarion call. Behold the Lamb of God. You're coming, Father Jesus. You're returning back after your bride. Behold the Lamb of God. The Lamb of God, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God. That takes away the sins of the world. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God. There's a cry out tonight, Father Jesus. Behold the Lamb of God. The Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. Behold, behold the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God. The Lamb of God, the Lamb of God. The crucified Lamb, the Lamb of God. Behold. The Lamb of God, the Lamb of God, the Lamb of God, the Lamb of God. We cry out tonight, the Lamb of God, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. Behold the Lamb of God. God, we cry out tonight for the families that's in crisis, for the marriage that's dysfunction, that's out of order. That the Spirit of God will move in those areas, oh God. where immorality, fornication, adultery is being committed, God, where their conscience has been seared, oh God, when the sin, oh God, has just overtaken, oh Father. But your word says you're not winking at sin any longer, Father Jesus. For we're in time. This is in time. This is a call tonight. Behold, the Lamb of God. Father, we thank you for the soldiers that's on the battlefield tonight. Those that's walking as overcomers tonight, who's no longer snared or entangled with the yoke of bondage, who know that this word is truly real, been set free from the captivities of the evil one. Some that have never been a partaker of these particular things, oh God. We come tonight agreeing in the name of Jesus that this spirit, this seducing spirit, God, that the spirit of God and the blood of Jesus overthrow the works of Satan tonight. That this crisis, God, that's worldwide, that the Spirit of God will move supernaturally, oh God, and begin to heal families, oh Father. Begin to heal homes tonight, Father. We send the word that the Spirit of salvation will go into those homes tonight, and that the heart will be circumcised by the fingers of God tonight, and that the Spirit of God will heal the fornicators, that the Spirit of God will heal the adulterous spirit, and the Spirit of God will do the impossibility, Father, that healing go forth for children born in such mess, oh God, children that's out of order, that the healing virtues of Jesus will go to the offspring tonight, children, oh God, that's not sound or healthy, God, that the Spirit of God will heal our seeds tonight in Jesus' name. Those things that we as adults willfully committed, oh God, and caused our children to be snared, that the Spirit of healing, God, will go to our offspring, to our seed tonight in Jesus' name. We that have violated your word, oh God, and knew better. We that didn't know your word but walked in immorality, God. You said we confess our sin. You said you are just and righteous to forgive us and to cleanse us from our unrighteousness. That the stain be removed tonight, Father. That the damage and the wounds, oh Father, the state of healing come forth tonight, oh God. That the Spirit of God will cause us to walk in perfection by your Spirit. You are the perfecter tonight, Father Jesus. That you begin to heal these situations as a crisis, oh God. And we pray in the name of Jesus that this word is going forth to the four corners of the earth in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, for the fabrics to be healed tonight. That we're an hour that sheets are too short to cover and conceal it. And that is out of control, but we know that the Spirit of God and the blood of Jesus cleansed and healed and redeemed us because of the cross. Father, I thank you tonight for the weak to be strong, for that seducing spirit be overthrown by the blood of Jesus tonight, that the Spirit of God will heal those that's involved with pornography. Heal those, oh God, that's picking up women's and men's, oh God, just to have sex. Heal in Jesus' name. Heal those with all kind of sexual activity they involve with more partners than ever before. Heal in Jesus' name. That you will heal the teenagers that's out of control, God. Heal in Jesus' name from sexual immorality, from fornicating, in Jesus' name. Heal in the name of Jesus. Heal, Jesus. Heal in Jesus' name. We send your word. Your word is a healing factor in Jesus' name. It's the prescription, oh God, that heals us, God, from all diseases. And God, we thank you that you overthrow every consequence, oh God, that sin has developed, Father Jesus, that you stop the actions and those results tonight in Jesus' name. That you stop the aftershock tonight in the name of Jesus. And that the spirit of healing, Father, will move in all direction tonight. You said in your word, I forgive your iniquities. I heal all your diseases. Sin is a disease that only the blood can heal. Heal tonight in Jesus' name. And we thank you tonight for the healing virtues of Jesus moving out throughout the earth in Jesus' name. That this word is attaching itself to homes, to bodies, to families, to marriages, to those that's in partnership, in covenant relationship. That the healing virtues of Jesus, the healing blood of Jesus, the spirit of the blood, there's life in the blood tonight. Bring life, oh God, everlasting life to homes, to families, to loved ones. Heal that man or that woman who think they don't love their mate tonight. Heal them in Jesus' name. How the enemy has came in and distracted them. Heal that marriage tonight, Father. Let them fall in love again, oh God. Let them begin to desire her breasts again in Jesus' name. I thank you for healing, Father Jesus. I thank you for deliverance tonight in the name of Jesus by the power and by the authority of the working word of God. And God, we commit this to you. You say commit a thing to you, to trust in you, and you will bring it to pass. Only one can bring this to pass tonight is you and your word. And we thank you for deliverance tonight, for setting captives free, to open the doors of liberty tonight by the power of the working word of God. Your word is alive. We thank you for the word. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Be blessed, saints.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer
on YAT Radio.
Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio,
or call in
858-357-9137.
It's Breaking Chains, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.